Monday, April 8th, 2024. A total solar eclipse.
All right, people, let's get ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for this.
Countdown to the eclipse, presented by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau.
It's Countdown to the Eclipse, presented by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau here on WEOL, the second Monday of each month as we work our way to the April 8th, 2024 day of the total solar eclipse. We'll get details on that of what you need to do to prepare and how the county is getting ready for all the folks that are coming in. And one of the folks I'd start out to talk about is with the Black River Astronomical Society, Steve Schauer. Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm fine. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we know we're getting ready for the exciting eclipse that's coming up in April, but we've got a sort of a celestial event taking place this weekend. Talk about, I guess, this partial eclipse that's taking place.
Yes, this weekend, Saturday the 14th, there will be a partial eclipse in Ohio. If you happen to be out in California or Nevada or New Mexico, you would see an annular eclipse, which is almost but not quite total. But we're so many thousands of miles away from that, we will only see a partial. And on the 14th, the sun will be approximately 35% covered. So it'll be kind of a preview.
When it covers it, is it covering the bottom half, top half? What part is it covering?
It should be the bottom half. You'll see the shadow of the moon slide across the bottom half of the sun and kind of take a little circular bite out of that bottom half.
And I understand over at the at Lakeview Park, the Metro Parks, as well as your organizations have things taking place. Talk about that. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks. There is the Lorain County Metro Parks is having a program at Lakeview Park. It's just west of Lorain, right on the lake, so excellent horizons. They're having a pretty big thing. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it'll end at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We will be there with telescopes set up, and our telescopes have totally safe solar filters. These are commercially made professional filters designed to let us look at the sun completely safely. The Rose Cafe will be open. The NASA Glenn Band, in addition to being very smart scientists, the people at NASA Glenn also have some really good musicians, and their jazz band will be there playing, I believe, from 12 to 1, playing for about an hour. The Metro Parks also has a nice craft for the kids. If kids will bring an empty cereal box, they will have all the other materials and will show the kids how to make an eclipse viewer through that, using that cereal box, kind of a pinhole type of affair. So there'll be music, there'll be crafts, there'll be the telescopes will be there, and the Metro Parks is going to be giving away what they're calling a limited number of solar glasses, eclipse glasses. Now, I don't know what a limited number is. If they run out, our club has about 100 of them that we unfortunately can't give away. We don't have the Treasury to let us do that, but we sell them for $1, so we'll have some for sale if the Metro Parks runs out.
And these are the same glasses that would be valid to use on April 8th, 2024, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And if people are going to buy glasses somewhere, what they want to make sure is the glasses have a kind of a round logo that says ISO certified. If they're ISO certified, they should be safe.
You need some sort of seal, because I'm thinking, not that I'm advocating, you never know what kind of scammers are going on or things that might not be as appropriate. And the worst thing you want to do is look through something and stare at the sun, even during an eclipse, because there is damage that could be occurred because of that.
Definitely true. Many places are going to have these glasses either for sale or they're going to give them away. A lot of libraries will have them. The Lorain Metro Parks, I know, will have. They've bought something like 5,000, I think. Our club has 2,500, although I think we only have about 1,000 left. A lot of places, Yavon Lake Library, I know we'll have them. Many Main Street Vermilion, Main Street Lorraine, many of those organizations will be giving them away. If people want to buy them, there's a company called Rainbow Symphony that the Astronomy Club has dealt with for years. They're very, very good, and theirs are all certified.
Now, I remember growing up using the cereal box or a shoe box, being able to sort of see the shadow, the little light, and you could actually see a small version of kind of what was happening behind you or related to that. When did these glasses become appropriate? Do you know?
Really, the technology for the lenses was the big change. These are basically black polymer lenses. The glasses look like they're a toy. They're the little cardboard frames that, you know, fit behind your ears and all that. But the lenses are actually surprisingly sophisticated. It's a couple of layers of this black polymer with the grain running north-south in one layer and east-west on the other layer. So it's the lenses that matter. And, because they buy very large sheets of this stuff and the glasses have very small pieces in there, they can sell them very inexpensively, but they're still pretty safe.
And viewing through a lens, you know, looking up with these glasses has a different way. You talked about telescopes with a special thing. That's where you can really get a spectacular view of what's happening between the moon, Earth, and the sun. Right.
Right. With the telescopes, you're seeing a very big image. With the glasses, you know, if you look up, you know how big the moon looks. Well, the sun will look about the same size. So having a telescope or binoculars with the proper filters is the way to go. And the filters even have gotten considerably cheaper during the last 10 years or so. The eclipse, by the way, on Saturday will start at Lorraine. It'll start at 11:48. It'll be as eclipsed as it's going to get. The max eclipse will be at 1:07, and then the whole thing is over by 2:28. So that's kind of the time frame, and that's why the Metro Parks is having the program from 11 to 3. So the maximum eclipse will be just a little bit after 1 o'clock.
The length of time for that eclipse coming up on April 8th, and we could just briefly touch on it. This is the total solar eclipse, right?
I mean, right.
It's like as perfect as it can get, right?
Yep. Yeah, that one, we haven't had a total solar eclipse over Ohio since 1806. And it won't happen again until 2099. So it really is a once-in-a-lifetime. It's going to be 76 years before it happens again. On April 8, it will start at just about 2 o'clock. The shadow of the sun, will just hit the sun at 1:58. It will be maximum eclipse at 3:15. And it'll end at about 4:30. So the actual totality, when the sun is completely covered by the shadow of the moon, will be 3 minutes and 53 seconds.
And having spoken with you before, you've been to an event like this, so you know the type of crowds and what kind of things happen at something. Can you give us just a little taste of what we can expect when that occurs?
Well, certainly hoping it's clear. Ohio in April is always a little questionable. But if it's clear, we were in Mexico in 1999 in Baja, Mexico, and we could see the shadow coming across the ocean right for us. You could watch it coming at the speed the Earth rotates. And it's enough to make the hair in the back of your neck stand up. It was just really impressive. That was an almost 7 minutes eclipse, which is about as long as they will last. But it will get noticeably darker, and we'll see this on April 8th. It will get noticeably darker. You'll hear crickets and night insects chirping and making noise. The temperature will very likely drop, and it could drop as much as, 10 or 12 degrees. It's you will see the corona of the sun, this ghostly white light surrounding the blacked out sun. And if you have telescopes, you can see the solar, what people call solar flares. they're actually flares when they break off from the sun. They're really called prominences. But you'll see these little, look like flames licking up around the edges of the sun. And the only time you can see that is during an eclipse, unless you have a special telescope. So it really is it's a spiritual experience. It's really impressive.
Well, we have those stories about the dragon devouring the sun or wolves chasing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You know, even we're getting excited for this event and in sort of what knowledge we have of space and science. Imagine back there, our ancestors, when this occurred and all that they had to go through in wonderment of what was happening.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Watching that shadow come across the ocean and rush towards you, I can see why, you know, ancient man was terrified.
Of course, there was some guy that probably still sleeping in his cave and missed the whole thing. And
No
idea about it. But our job here today is to remind people coming up on April 8th, 2024 is the total solar eclipse in Lorain County and many specific areas. Amherst, Avon Lake, they talk about being in the path of totality. But just to get a taste of it, coming up on this Saturday, the 14th, from 11 to 3 over at Lakeview Park, they've got things set up for the an annular solar eclipse viewing that you can take place, sort of a partial eclipse, just kind of get into the mood of what's going to take place coming up in April. Our guest this morning, Steve Schauer with the Black River Astronomical Society. I know Steve will be in touch throughout the year on different events that are taking place getting up to the eclipse. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our countdown to the eclipse here on WEOL is brought to you by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL.